Yeah, that's great. All right, for the benefit of our web listeners, such as they are, we've just played the song, which is called what? Circles Are All My Life's a Circle. Written by Harry Chapin. Performed this version by Louise Morrissey. Powerful version. Normally it is folk, normally it's soft. I chose this, and I'm using the words that she uses as this part of our sermon. So that's the text. Do you think we'll get a sermon out of it? We're about to find out, aren't we? You'll be pleased to know I'm not going to use all of the lyrics of the song, because we'll be here until 2 o'clock. But we will use some of them. That's what we will. And it begins this way. This is the chorus. All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreaks comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The season spins round again, the years rolling by, or the years keep rolling by. All my life's circle. Can some of you identify with that? There are times in life of where we feel we're just going around in circles. Go nowhere at times. There are times of when we go around the circles and we end up right back where we started. So many of us can identify with that. I think it is part and parcel of life. There are circles in it, and sometimes, you know, I've met people down through the years, and I'll be chatting to them, and I'd say, well, how are you doing? They say, I just feel I'm going around in circles. And when they say that, they're not saying that in a positive sense. It means is they're just going around, and they're stuck. And what they would like to see happening, or what would they hope to achieve, or what they'd like to see life producing, ain't happening. Just going round and round and round. So what do you do, and how do you handle life like that? Where it's just going around, and it's just going around and around, and no matter what you're doing, you can't seem to get a grip on it. And that is... can be an experience for lots of people at different ages and stages of life. I think very few people go through life without this experience at some stage. But for others, it can actually be a way of life. Nobody wants life just to go around in a circle all of the time. They want purpose, meaning, they want to see a measure of, if not success, at least advancing forward. They don't want the monotony of just going around the same thing all the time. And so many, many people face that, and people try different solutions to see how they can get out of that circle or even off that circle. So I thought this morning, because we're in the 21st century, when people have, reached those kind of things, they go to life coaches. My life seems to be going nowhere. Can you help me to get it back on track? Others will go to very in-depth counselors and say, I'm stuck. I've been stuck for a long time. And others then will end up here. This is Mr. Expert. He can be Mr. Psychiatrist. He can be Mr. Master Counselor. He can be any Mr. Life Coach. And spiritual director, or a humble pastor like my humble self. But the question really is, all my life is a circle, and I can't tell you why, so I need help. Depending on how bad the situation is for you, and depending on your financial resources, you can go at a very high level. So let's say money is no object here, right? And you can go to the very best. So this morning, we're going to go to the very best. Keep your money in your pocket for the time being. We're going to go to somebody who really knows about this. Really knows. And the first thing we know about this person that we're going to go to is that he's renowned, first of all, for this. His wisdom. Phenomenal wisdom. Among the wisest that has ever walked this earth and will ever likely to walk. Really, really profound wisdom this man has. So he's renowned for that. Very important if you're going for help and you want to get off of the circle. He's also renowned for his prolific writings. He has written on this to a great depth and a great level of insight. He has experienced it himself, and part of his experience is his writing on it. So not alone is he profoundly wise, but he has also got writings out there. And we know in the academic world what matters is that your writings are published. And the mind of what can be recognized by Joe Soap, they have to be recognized by your peers. His writings are considered among the most amazing on this earth. Added to that, his in-depth research on the meaning in life, and he has put in huge resources, vast amount of time, to try and find out this meaning of life. So he can get off the circle himself, and in turn, help others. Sounds good so far, doesn't it? You like him? So he's renowned for all of those things, but he's also renowned for this. He has vast wealth and an extravagant lifestyle. Money to burn. If he lived in the modern age, he'd make someone like Bill Gates look like a pauper. Incredible. The world was at his feet. He was known for his wisdom. He was known for his in-depth research into the meaning of life. Vast wealth. Extravagant lifestyle. And added to all that, he had an incredible building program. Built cities, built all kinds of things. Now, this is the man that we're going to. Happened to be a man. Some of you will already know who I'm speaking about. But for those of you who don't know, his name is Solomon. Admittedly, there's a time gap between Harry Chapin writing All My Life is a Circle and Solomon writing, but nevertheless, the theme continues. Now that we have Solomon's attention, it's him sitting in the chair there. This is him in his counseling mode, you know. We're going to bring our problem before him. No, we're sitting down inside in his office. Time is money, so we want to get our difficulty out as quick as we can. And so Solomon welcomes in and says, have a seat. And what seems to be the difficulty? How can I help you? And we begin and say, well, Solomon, it's very simple. All my life's a circle. And he'll say, tell me more. What do you mean, all my life is a circle? And we, using the words of Harry Chapin, we'll say, well, all my life is a circle, sunrise to sundown. So from early in the morning to late at night, and then the moon runs around nighttime and right into daybreak again. So I have this, Solomon, this sensation or this feeling, this mindset, 24/7. It never leaves me. Morning, noon, and night, I'm caught in this kind of a circle, and that's where I'm stuck. I have a 24/7. It kind of never leaves me. I'm not able to get off of it. And he says, like any in-depth counselor, can you tell me some more? And we go on using that next line of this song to kind of share our what it is we have inside us. And we use it this way. He says, well, all my life's a circle, as I said already, but I can't tell you why. I have no idea. That's why I'm actually here. The seasons spin around again, and the years keep rolling by. And then he says, let me recap. You see yourself going around in circles, morning, noon, and night, 24/7. You have no reason as to why that is. And It doesn't make any difference whether it's sun, summer or autumn or winter. It's there all the time. And from what you're saying, you've had it for years. Is that correct? That's correct. Continue. It seems like I've been here before, but I can't remember when. But I have this funny feeling that I'll be back there this way again. I'll read it again. It seems like I have been here before, but I can't remember when. But I have this funny feeling that I'll be back this way once again. See, I'm all confused about life. I don't know where I'm coming or going. It's like as if I have been here before and I have gone to several people looking for help and nobody has helped me so far. And I'm back this way once again. Even Solomon is beginning to scratch his head now. And then we say this. Continue, he'll say, well, there are no straight lines make up my life. There's kind of no start here and go this way. It's not that way. My life is secular. All my roads have bends. As soon as I start and it heads straight, the next time I'm into a curve. I see. And because it's gone on for so many years, there are no longer any clear-cut beginnings. Kind of live in a fog and a phase. Don't know whether I'm coming or going, starting or finishing. And so far, there are no dead ends. Other than the fact that my whole life is a circle. But I have more to tell you, Solomon, he'll say. No need to say any more. All my life is a circle, Solomon, can you tell me? And Solomon's answer is this. It'll be 100 euros now each. All your life's a circle because. No, you will find the answer in page 669 in your blue Bibles. It will be Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I have it up on the screen as well, but you can get your Bibles. So at least you have something to look at other than my good self. So we're asking the question, Solomon, why is my life going around in a circle? No beginning, no end, day and night. Thing is all confused. Can you help me? And Solomon gives this wonderful advice. All your life is a circle because. Verse 2. Everything is meaningless, says Solomon. Completely meaningless. You're going for help, and it's not sounding too good so far. Everything is meaningless, completely meaningless. And on he goes. What do people get for all their hard work under the sun? Generations come, generations go, but the earth never changes. There's your circle. The sun rises, the sun sets, and then hurries around to rise again. Same thing in, day out, the same circle. The wind blows south, and then turns north, around and around it goes. Guess what? Blown in what? Circles. And you're wondering why is life, all my life is a circle? Because that's the way the thing works. And what's the meaning of it? Meaningless, says Solomon so far. Rivers run into the sea, verse 7, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again to the sea. Same thing, day in, day out, same cycle. So I understand your sentence of all my life's a circle. So is mine, says Solomon. How many of us would be asking for our money back at this stage? But he's Mr. Expert. Anyway, we move on. Everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. You swear to God, he was describing 21st century life in Ireland or in the Western world. Everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is truly new. He is not saying here there's not new inventions and there's not progress in man. He's just saying that circle of life and that dealing with things just going around and around, and that it can be seem utterly meaningless and monotonous at times. Every generation has had to deal with that. So no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what you see, what you hear, what you think, what's invented, it still doesn't remove that thing that you're dealing with, that kind of circle of life. That's the point he's trying to make there. So some people say, here's something new, but actually it's old. Nothing is ever truly new. We don't remember what has happened in the past, and in future generations, nobody will remember what we are doing now. And here's a man struggling with purpose and meaning. And he was the most rich, he was the richest, the wisest, the most influential man on this earth when he wrote this. He had wealth, he had power, he had prestige, he had accomplishments, he had everything that money could buy. And it meant almost nothing to him, to the point where he's saying life was utterly meaningless. We'll try another two verses, we'll see if we can pick him up a bit, but it's not looking too good at the moment anyway. I devoted myself to search for understanding and to explore by wisdom everything being done under heaven. Now, who's the cause of all of this, Solomon? What's the cause of all this meaningless and this going around and this meaninglessness of life and this emptiness that is there that we sense, even with vast wealth and vast accomplishments? At the end of the day, we end up saying, what is it all about when it's all said and done? And Solomon's answer so far is, nothing, everything is meaningless. And whose fault is it? Well, the last part of verse 13, he certainly is pointing the finger away from himself, and he said, well, I soon discovered that God has dealt a tragic existence to the human race. I observed everything going on under the sun, and really, it's all meaningless, like chasing the wind. What is wrong cannot be made right, and what is missing cannot be recovered. No, some of you will be wondering there, why have I brought such an encouraging word on the Feast of St. Patrick? That's the way many, many people view life. And that's their experience of life, day in, day out. It doesn't seem to have much of a meaning. It doesn't seem to have much of a purpose. They just get up in the morning, do what they need to get done, go to bed, get up the following morning, and just live life like that way. The reason why it's important is that we know that this hits young people at a much younger age. And an awful lot of young people struggle with meaningless. And they're asking that question at a phenomenally young age. And we're trying to give them pat answers, the best answers we have, and well-intentioned answers. But it really doesn't go to the core of what's really going on. No, you might be asking, how does that tie in with all my life's a circle? Well, all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. Moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. Seasons spinning round again, the years go rolling by. As you look at that, it's not far removed from Ecclesiastes 1, is it? Jim Shapen wrote it, or not Jim Shapen, Harry Shapen, Jim Shapen was the dad, Harry Shapen wrote it in the 70s. And he's right here about something that Solomon wrote about thousands of years earlier. This going around in circular life, this thing that no matter what you do, at the end of the day, it doesn't give the purpose and the meaning that you had hoped that it would. And the truth out there is the lads are much quicker to admit that than the Christian world. Because we're convinced that if you have Jesus, you have ultimate meaning, and you should never go through this cycle. I will not ask you to put your hands for a vote. But I would think, if many of us are honest, we've all experienced that at times. I think it is part of the human condition of life. It is part of how the world is as it is for now. There is that secular thing that while things can be going good one way, they can go bad another, and you can spend much of your life going around in a circle and not really knowing purposes and meanings. I'm not saying we don't trust, but we wouldn't necessarily know the meaning and purpose behind all of these things. I think if anyone stood up inside in a church and said, I find the whole thing meaningless, well, we'd be down our throats with every kind of a Bible verse that we could think of to encourage them, the promises of God, the purposes of God, the meaning of life, why Jesus came. But does that help you when you're at it? When you're in that circle? The answer is sometimes yes, other times no. It all depends on what's going on in that circle that you're involved in. So I asked this morning, can you identify with any of that? I think it's the first time we've ever done anything in Ecclesiastes. In a sermon form for many, many years. We did it on a Tuesday night, nearly killed us, you know. But we have to do things. And what people say is, if you're going around in a circle and you find life not much meaning, not purpose, we throw them a few little things like, well, go out and get a hobby, make more friends, join a book club, you know, do a crochet class, you know, and for the more of us, you know, then go to a country gig and join O'Sullivan there, and to other things, or a football match. And all those things help. But they don't necessarily get you off the wheel. Now, why is this important? Because many young people struggle with it. And you say, well, I don't find any meaning and any purpose to my life. And we're inclined to dismiss them or blast them with all kinds of things. And that in itself is not a help. And yet, we all have to admit, and we are admitting, that we experience this. You can't say it out loud in the church too often because you'll be blasted, but we do experience it. No, all of that, put it together, do you know how important it is? It is so important that there's a book in the Bible that is dedicated to it. That's how important God says it is. No, the beginning of Solomon there is, you know, we got him in a bad day, he's not in great shape. And he will throw us a few lifelines eventually, but not at the moment. So what it is the Lord sent us is, it's there. And life under heaven and under the sun, so to speak, doesn't make any sense unless you put God into it. And even when you do that, you still can't get a complete grasp of it. And so having that feeling, those sensations, that mindset at times, it is part and parcel of humanity for all of us. From the very rich, and what people say is, if I get money, I get wealth, I get fame, I get success, then I'll have meaning and purpose. And I hope you do, and it does bring a certain amount, but what Solomon says, you still could end up in that circle, like he did. Because that's our answer, isn't it? Fill your life with stuff, go and make something out of yourself, go and achieve, do all of that. Solomon did all of it, and he still struggled with it. But that is not the only thing the Bible has to say about it. In actual fact, it is not the only thing that Solomon has to say about it. But he does identify it really well. How many times in life have you said, I'm actually bored? I have more gadgets than anybody else has had on this universe. I have access to more information all over the world through YouTube and through Google and all that. I'm still bored. There's not much meaning. Thousands of people are saying it, even as we're here. I'm almost finished. So all my life is a circle. A normal man, thousands of years further down the road from Solomon, seemed to get a handle on it. And his advice seems to be this. And all I can do is just give it to you for today, and we'll continue this another Sunday. But his advice is this, right? And this is the way that he seemed to handle it. Now, he is the complete opposite of Solomon in the sense is that he is a nobody, very bright, make a very good theological student and all that. But he's a nobody in that sense. He doesn't have wealth. He had influence, but he was pretty much dead before he had anything major or such, really. And he spent most of his time in prison and confined and having restrictions placed on his life. And yet, his way around this and the way that seemed to work for him was this. And I just put this up here for your consideration. I speak about the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, and says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. The Apostle Paul seemed to have something that within him that he could even write from prison and have incredible restrictions. And completely, and his life was in the hands of others. And he did face this thing of the circle as well. Actually, his life was coming full circle. He was going to die there. And he didn't seem to have that cynicism. He seemed to be able to rise above whatever it is that he was facing. And part of his philosophy was that godliness with contentment is great gain. We know stuff doesn't do it, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. I'm suggesting that is part of the answer to the question that we're raising. When life seems to have no meaning, when life seems to have no purpose, or it's just going around in the circle and we're caught, maybe there is a way out. And here's the most important thing for you, the thing that you will appreciate the most. You ready for this? To be continued. A word of prayer, and we'll leave it at that. Lord, I wouldn't even have thought of this song, but that I was reminded on Thursday. And Lord, I have to admit, I've heard that song down through the years, and I've often thought, gosh, I must look at those words and see what's been said here. And Lord, today has been the day. Lord, we have nearly touched the surface. But Lord, we are willing to admit there are times when we can identify with Harry Chapin and the lyrics of that song, All My Life's a Circle. If we're honest, Lord, we can also admit that we can identify with Solomon, or at least some of the stuff he said just in the opening verses of Ecclesiastes. There are times, Lord, of where we're just going around the circle we cannot get off. There are times when life seems utterly meaningless, that it has no start, it has no end in the sense of the overall purpose. And if it has, we don't seem to be able to find it. And yet, Lord, it is there. We thank you, Lord, for Ecclesiastes and for putting it out there. Lord, maybe the criticism of the church is, Lord, that we don't look at Ecclesiastes too often because it's considered a very depressing, cynical type of look of life. And yet, Lord, many, many people experience something of that emptiness and that meaninglessness that Solomon has written so well about. Lord, if we want to be honest before you, Lord, we acknowledge that at times ourselves. But Lord, we want to move from that to the positive for a moment and say, Lord, has the Apostle Paul got a key for us here that is just beyond words, Lord, but is a mindset that can help us? And Lord, if it is, and we know, Lord, that Solomon has other things to say to us that will be a help in his in-depth research. But Lord, this day, Lord, we want to not get stuck in that circle, not to remain and not to acknowledge when there is utter meaningless, Lord, and when we just live in a phase or a fog. Lord, we're willing to admit it, and we're asking, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to get out of that and back on track. We ask for wisdom, we ask for discernment, and we ask, Lord, for practical help for us, but especially for those, Lord, who can say this day, Lord, that our life is utterly meaningless. Lord, from somebody very young, maybe a teenager, to somebody, Lord, in a nursing home who has been through the full spectrum and now trying to find meaning and purpose. We ask, Lord, that you see all of this, and there is meaning, there is purpose. We don't see it. But Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes. And all of God's people said,